Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Marketing. Yep. It's been weeks since we last podcasted.
Well, we've been traveling the globe. Yes,
we have been. We were seeing clients in Minnesota. Literally, it had snowed at the end of April.
Oh, yeah, but it did here too.
Okay. But Jen and I had to walk a mile and a half in the snow.
Uphill?
Yeah.
Basically, we were both sweating by the time we got to the client office because we had been told, oh, in Minnesota, they clear the sidewalks.
They're so used to the snow. They're really good about clearing everything. We couldn't find the sidewalks.
We were literally trekking through mounds of snow that had been like...
There is not, off to the side. There is nothing that says humble than trekking through snow in a TGI Fridays parking lot while you know the client is sitting in their high rise laughing their butts off at you.
Like, we know that they're watching us up there because they're on like the fifth floor. And then we realized we got to the building, it was the wrong building. So then we had to keep walking.
To another building. Give me 4 hours in airports and an airplane and then tell me to look presentable after stress sweating for 16 hours.
Right. And then we get back to the airport to fly back same day.
And you were delayed, right?
And we were delayed for 2 hours.
Okay, Susan bought us wine.
Yeah, she goes, go to the bar on me. Okay.
Yep.
I'll quit Whole30.
Bye, Felicia. Yeah.
Okay. So Lisa is here with us. You have heard Lisa's beautiful voice on a season one podcast episode where we also talked about blogging, but that means it's been way too long since we've talked about blogging.
That's right. Way too long.
So we're bringing you back in to the fold to educate our listeners on why blogging is not a thing of the past and why it's not just for personal bloggers. It's for business too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So tell us why you're passionate about content and blogging for businesses.
Originally, I got into content marketing because content really is the basics of everything that we do for marketing. And that goes beyond just blogging, of course. It goes to your advertising, to everything that you're doing. The written word really is just kind of the foundation of it all. Blogging, though, really has become something I've been passionate about recently. It's just an incredible way to reach your target audience, to look to their challenges and the things that they're struggling with, and to really help them to solve those problems, get to know your products, but in a way that is helpful to them, not a sales pitch. And I think that's a big misconception with a lot of our clients is they see it maybe as a sales pitch and don't understand how it's helpful as an information piece.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And in fact, some of our own account team write some of the blogs. And every time at the end, I'm like, should we always try to sell ourselves at the end? Or is it just informational? Or
did I say our name enough?
Right.
Right.
Did I link enough? So no. Yeah. I think some people can use it the wrong way for a sales tool by constantly trying to pitch. But there should always be a call to action at the end, right?
Yep. And all those things that you mentioned are still vital because regardless of how you use your blog, it's still an important piece of content for your optimization and for helping your site rank.
Right.
And so if you're linking to outside people, then their consumers might come back to yours and that pulls you up in the rankings. And if you're in the call to action, you know, linking to your site, that's bringing more people in. So those are still vital parts of it for sure.
I read in an article recently that blogging is the new SEO. And I don't really think that it's the new SEO, but why do you think that people are just now seeing it as that?
Do you think it's a generational thing? Like,
I don't know.
Maybe. It might be. The younger generations maybe have kind of been a part of the blogging world for younger age. I think I read a statistic and I honestly can't remember it, but the number of personal bloggers now has increased.
Oh, yeah.
Exponentially.
Substantially. Yeah. It's been a lot. So maybe it is just becoming more aware of what it can do. And I think, too, more and more we're seeing authenticity be a big part of brands.
Yes.
And a blog can really help you with that because it helps you get to know your brand and it helps you learn that they know what they're talking about and you can trust them to help you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that what you bring to the table at SJC is a really good eye on what trends, because blogs do change. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we've done long blogs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're doing like 250 to 350 in words and they change. And sometimes we focus on bullet points or making sure we have five key points in the blog so that we can kind of shorten them or make them very to the point. In like 2014, I think blogs were like, here's what I did today. I was in the garden. Yes. And now it's like 5 garden tools you need to have for the beginner. And so it's interesting to see it evolve. And I think that it's much more a tool than people realize because you're creating, like you said, that content to bring them back to the site, link them to a service that's relevant to the blog. And then they found a solution when they didn't even really know they were looking for it.
Yeah.
That's one of the things too, I always am cautious of. There is always the newest, biggest trend. And there's definitely value in watching those and adjusting if necessary. But I always do tell our clients that you have to be aware of what your consumer is looking for and what your industry needs. And long form content is definitely has great value for optimization. Yeah. And when you can use it, it's great. And it is important, but there are certain industries. For example, we had a company that did mergers and acquisitions, and their consumers were not going to read 1,000 words. They were very busy professionals. Mm-hmm. They needed short, to the point, and then lead them to somewhere else if they needed something longer. So I always say, know your consumer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think blogging is for any industry?
I think, yes, it can be. There are more challenges with some industries, and an example of that is financial industries. There are just a lot of compliance issues that they have to be aware of, that we have to be aware of. But I still think there's value in things that you can address with their consumers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely.
Some of the other, I would say, misconceptions that we've heard from some of our clients is, well, our customers don't read blogs. They won't, you know, let's say we're producing a blog 3 times a week for a client of ours, but we had a really hard time selling them that because their thought was they don't read those blogs. What would you say to that point?
I would say, first of all, you would probably be surprised at how many people do read blogs, because I think if you would survey just people in general, probably 90% of them or more at some point have read a blog.
Right.
So the other thing to tell them is that maybe you think your current customers aren't, but if there are people that are searching for answers, like we talked about, for something that you have bring value to or something you can answer, then they're going to come across your site.
Yeah.
And that's going to be because a new contact.
Content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. You, they're searching for something and your blog brings the answer.
We'll answer that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at blogging as a one-dimensional thing, oh, I'm just putting content on my blog, then it's going to fail. But if you look at it as a multi-dimensional tool that's SEO and all of the things that it offers, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point because I think some people think, well, I'm blogging, so they're just going to come. Well, no, you have to have a promotion strategy behind that blog too.
Right.
It can't just sit on your site and you expect people to find it. You have to be pushing it out on social media. You have to be linking to it in your email marketing campaigns. Like there's a variety of ways that you can use a blog as a lead gen tool. So it can't just be built and sit there. I mean, there has to be some force behind it too.
So when we talk about small guys, what if they can't afford the time that it takes to flesh all that out? Like, can you do blogging on a smaller level and have it be effective still?
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a benefit to doing it on a more regular basis.
Yeah.
But HubSpot's done some great surveys on this, and even just once a week or twice a month still provides good results as far as optimization and as far as bringing that traffic to your site. So yeah, definitely.
And we've even reused blog posts from, you know, if they're still relevant and if there's something in the news like a security breach, we've shared an old blog because it still addresses a problem.
Right.
So that's not just because it was written a week ago or a month ago, it might still be valuable.
And that's one of the great things about blogging, as different maybe than certain other channels. Like for social, if you have great engagement or a lot of shares on a post, it will last for a little while, but likely, you know, a couple days and it starts dying off. But for a blog post, you could see people still coming to that post years later. In fact, we have one on SJC, REI, right? Is that who? Yes.
Yeah.
And we had a blog post about how they gave employees off the day of Thanksgiving because they wanted them to be with their family
the day after.
Day after.
Black Friday.
Right.
They didn't
Black
Friday. Friday.
Yeah. And it was a very popular blog post. And to this day, we still see it ranking high in our blog posts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have a steel company that we work for and we do blogging. And again, they were hard sell on blogging. Mm-hmm. They're like, no one's blogging in our industry. We're steel manufacturing. We're engineers. Like, people don't care. And as soon as we started blogging for them and the analytics gave the answers, it was like, oh, actually, beyond your homepage, this blog is the second highest landing page of people coming to your site. And it's the same blog for the last last probably 6 months. And it was about a certification that they hold, right. you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like people really care about that, yeah. you know? And that's also a great way to find out what are people reading and maybe what could we write more about because mm-hmm. they clearly yeah. care about yeah. that.
It's got major staying power. I mean, oh, you yeah. think about an right. ad or a social media post, it's gone mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
But that blog is obviously has a longer shelf life.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
and in your reference to the steel company, what they said about nobody in our industry is doing this, they are correct. Like, we're not finding other people doing this, but that is great for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then if people are asking those questions, that's who they're going right. to come upon.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 They're kind of the influencers in yeah. their industry.
For sure.
Okay. We're going to take a bit of a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about blogging for your business and how it's relevant for you.
Have we caught your attention yet? If you want to learn more about blogging, check out season 1, episode 10, where Lisa visits with us and gives us a little insight into content marketing and how we use it at SJC.
Okay, we are back with Jen, Anna, and Lisa. And we've been talking about blogging for your business. Lisa, we had mentioned earlier about blogs evolving in the past few years, as they will continue to. But what are some specific things you've seen, maybe even just in the last year or two, that are different for the way we've been blogging prior to that?
One of the biggest things in the past year is the increase in visual content. So definitely incorporating a lot more imagery, videos, anything visual, because consumers are fast-paced mm-hmm. and they're looking for things quickly, and visuals just keep their eye on that. So yeah visuals have been a big part of it. Length goes back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
So I would say that one continues to evolve constantly. Authenticity is another one I brought up.
Yeah.
Moving more and more away from sales mm-hmm. or just describing your product per se, but going towards, you know, that authentic voice, that getting to know your brand, getting to understand, you know, who you are and what you're about.
Okay. So speaking of adding imagery, infographics is something that we like to incorporate. Mm-hmm. So we create some of our own custom infographics. But we often will get people that reach out to us and say, hey, we noticed you've written this blog on paid advertising. I'm clearly not on all creative cylinders today. And they say, we've got a great infographic on that. Would you be willing to link to our infographic from your blog? A lot of times it might be an old blog mm-hmm. that just goes to show that they know how content stands the test of time. What would you say? I mean, because backlinking is a great mm-hmm. thing for companies and mm-hmm. SEO. But if we accepted every person that reached out to us trying to get us to backlink, we'd probably shoot ourselves in the foot. Because what have we found? I guess what's the process that you take, Lisa, when someone reaches out to us about linking to one of their articles or images?
Well, usually we want to check out the source, of course. I mean, we want to see who they are, what they do. Are they a reliable source? Because with SEO, there are a lot of places that are just trying to improve ranking. You know, mm-hmm. they maybe aren't providing that value add. So we want to look for that. We want to look for who their consumers are. Is there an overlap between who they're reaching out to and who we're reaching out to? But it is a great way to improve your traffic for sure. Yeah. And it's another thing that I've seen evolve is right. influencer marketing.
Yeah.
Like reaching out to those people, you know, say HubSpot reached out to us to link, you know, would that be great?
Oh yeah, they do it all the time. We have to turn them away practically.
But their audience is huge. And mm-hmm. just to have that experience and be able to do that would be great. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Well, let's give our listeners some stuff they can grasp onto as maybe a small fry. Jen, if they're going to just start a blog cold turkey, what are some things that you would recommend our listeners do?
I would definitely get on the keyword research train and make sure that you're using the terms mm-hmm. that they're searching for. So get into Google, do some keyword research, identify those words that you really need to tackle because that's what people are using when they're searching for your services. And then just listen in to consumer convos. Get on LinkedIn, search your industry, figure out what people are looking for and asking about and talking about and what the discussions are, and just do your own little research about what solutions you can provide and what situations people might find themselves in when they need your service.
Mm-hmm.
And then just start there. And like Lisa said, start small. Even one blog a week could make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Two, just build it up until you've got a nice little library. And then that's when you can start fleshing that out and really reeling it in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get overwhelmed. Just start small and build it, your library, and don't get intimidated because people really do want to read mm-hmm. and research. So they'll be receptive.
How would you answer the argument that there's so much content out there? Like, how will mine push through the noise?
I think that's where you just have to see what makes you stand out. What makes your company unique? Mm-hmm. What makes you different from the others?
And
you
get really, really creative with your titles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your email subtitles. Those make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something else to think about would be your buyer's journey. So a lot of content might be based really at the people or just at the beginning. They're just researching. They're just looking for those initial things. And there might not be much content in your industry that's further down in their journey. So that's some things to look at too.
Oh, that might help you stand out. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what if they've been blogging, but they need to kind of revive it a little bit?
Well, we have discovered that adding visuals, and you talked about infographics, you can turn a blog post into an infographic if you have a graphic designer and post that.
Definitely.
And to the consumer, they might have read that before, but it's going to be all new information because it's visually different and kind of, I think people pick up on that a lot faster. So adding visuals, videos, photos, short tutorial or a DIY video, like all of the content that you've already created can easily be turned into a very eye-catching visual. So that kind of does the job for you.
Yeah.
Right.
And then repurposing. So we've done that several times for SJC and just reapplying it to different solutions and using it, or you expand a little bit on repurposing.
Right. Well, you can definitely, there are a lot of topics that you will write about that are trendy and you only do them once. But then there are also a lot that you can repurpose. You know, traditional marketing is always going to be probably still valuable. It just changes a little bit. So you take what you're writing about traditional marketing and 2 years later, you adapt it just a little bit to what's new and how you're utilizing new. But it also involves lots of different platforms. So great quality blog content can be transformed into social posts.
Exactly.
Infographic, like you said, a video. Zach and I have talked about how that can be used in videos. So it can go across all platforms.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to do like a throwback to a blog. I mean, we've been blogging since what, 2000? I don't even know how long back.
A long time.
A long time. The company's 13 years old and just about that long. So it'd be fun to do a throwback to a blog where it's like, hey, remember when we wrote about this? And to see how different things are and to like break down what's changed or what's still the same even, and see how like, oh, look, we said this, you know, 9 years ago and that's still relevant to today.
Right? Like, oh, I love that idea.
We are doing a fun series for a client and it's called Invest Like It's 1986.
That's awesome.
Like the song, you know? And so we're pulling up things that they wrote in their newsletters that still apply today,
oh
which of course
gosh,
all of them
so
don't,
cool.
but there are some that definitely still apply. And so just showing there's some tried and true things that don't change.
We should do a Throwback Thursday blog for SJC.
I love that
would be
idea.
Fun. I like that too.
Yeah. Well, looky there.
New idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think this has hopefully been really helpful to our listeners because I think it's not too overwhelming. And listen, if you're not a writer, you can outsource it. And it really is one of the more affordable tactics that you could outsource to a marketing company or a content company because, you know, those can be turned over pretty quickly by professional writers. And don't let that scare you off that someone who's not invested in the day-to-day of your business couldn't speak to what you do because we do it every single day.
We're very smart. We'll
figure it
out. Right.
Our writers,
we learn it.
Our writers write on a variety of topics from steel manufacturing to marketing to wealth management to
gardening to
It's crazy what they can just
learn
do, and they do a really good job, so that's definitely an option for people as well.
And if you have a blog and you'd like us to read it, I would love to do that. So tweet us at @MarketingSJC, find us on LinkedIn, and share your content with us because we would love to see what you're doing.
Yes, Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Always so smart, insightful, valuable.
Can you tell my kids that, please?
Yes.
We'll tell Susan too.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Until next time, stay unfiltered.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.